Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
Beep boop, beep boop. I'm a robot.
You know, I thought you were going to do that. And I was like, she wouldn't do that.
Don't act like you know me now.
She wouldn't do that. That's silly.
Yeah, well, according to a new study, apparently it's not going to be too long before robots will actually be able to recognize human emotions, which to me is a little bit scary because once they are able to tell how you feel, I feel like they can get to you.
Yeah, take advantage of you.
Exactly. So researchers in Europe say the robots are close to understanding aggressive behavior and can be easily programmed to respond when they feel threatened. So have you seen the movie Chappie?
I have not seen the movie Chappie, but I have seen that one Will Smith movie, iRobot, or whatever. It was.
Just
about every other robot movie.
But I recently watched Chappie, and by the way, there's a lot of things in that movie that angered me. But this the robot in particular, he was very emotional for a robot. And just the way the movie progressed, I'm like, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen with robots, and they're going to be able to understand feelings from people, and just look at that. This is what's happening. It is a little scary.
Yeah, they're going to take over the world.
Yeah.
It's just, the clock is ticking. But maybe you're one of those people that's like, hey, I want a robot for my house. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
You might regret that purchase later on when they take over the world. But a new survey says that the average American spends about $2,500 a year on purchases they eventually regret.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of these people said that they're guilty of making an impulse purchase, said they made financial decisions that they wish they could take back.
Mm.
And some say that they've even hidden the cost of the items that they purchased from their loved ones. That's a problem.
Well, I mean, I can totally see that because, I don't know, sometimes when you're in a store or wherever you're at, you think at the time it's a really great idea, you buy it, and then maybe it's not as good as you thought it was. So you're like, let's just not tell people about that because they're going to think I'm dumb or something like
right.
that.
Right. Or it's like, well, I got that online and it's supposed to come. Well, how much was it? I don't remember. I'd have to check.
Oh my gosh. When it comes to any purchase, I'm like, I know exactly how much it costs, because especially when you're staying on a tight budget. But yeah, I totally get this. Impulse buys, they really do get you, especially if you're in like a, I don't know, a Target, a Walmart, all those things. Oh, you're like, there they are all over the place.
Well, that's Coffee Talk for this morning.